This is one of the most misunderstood spiritual gift that many people run away from, the talk of this precious spiritual gift, because the misuse of it. Please think this way with me, okay? Don't let abuse of a spiritual gift keep you from the beauty of the Spirit. Without faith that God allowed us to have, we cannot believe what God tells us in this book we call Bible. No, we can please God in any way. The faith is so important in our life as a Christian. Without that, nothing can be done. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it is our desire to know your word, especially about faith. Because everything is hinged on our faith in Christ Jesus. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 through 11. To one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of the healing by the same Spirit, to another working of the miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of the Spirit, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. You see, faith is given to us by the Spirit so that we may be able to believe in Him. That is not a very profound comment, but it is important for us to understand it. The disciples had many opportunities to see the Jesus' miracle, day in, day out, for 3 years. But Jesus said to us in His Word, "Blessed are those who don't see this, yet still believe." That's us, folks. We haven't seen any of the Jesus' miracle firsthand with our own eyes, but we still believe. In Matthew 17, we studied this rather in depth on Sunday mornings. Matthew 17, verse 20, please. Let's go there. So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief, assuredly I say to you, if you have a faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there.' It will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Jesus told us in His teaching in Matthew that if we have a faith as small as the mustard seed, He didn't tell us to have a bigger faith than mustard seed. It is not the faith in our own faith making a difference, but it is the faith in God whom we should have making all the difference. It is God who is making a difference, not our faith, folks. Many charismatic Bible teachers teach people that if you don't have all the blessing in health and wealth, you don't have enough faith. In other words, they are saying, if you are not rich, if you are not healthy, because you don't have enough faith. That's nothing more than a bogus statement, and that this prosperity gospel should be condemned as a heresy. Now, the fundamental question should not be, how much can I get out of the Holy Spirit? But how can the Holy Spirit get out of me? We must learn to yield to Him as we grow in the Lord. I have this Macintosh computer. I know, PC people, you are sorry people, but you'll convert into the Macintosh one way or another. Someday. Faith is like a clear plastic between your inkjet printer and the printer. With that on the cartridge, nothing shows up on the paper. That happened to me. I print out a few copies after I replaced my inkjet cartridge. Nothing came out. I thought, what's wrong with this printer? Maybe I should replace it. I took the cartridge out, looked at it. What do you know? There's a little tape. Why should they have to have that thing in a clear tape? Why can't they put it in the, like, a remove this sign with a big red letters? Anyway, after I removed that clear plastic, put it back in the ink printer, what do you know? It comes out beautifully. Our faith is in a way like that. We must release a plastic tape from the cartridge so that the ink can come out, as we have to release our faith to God, from the faith we receive from the Holy Spirit back to the Holy Spirit to believe what God is capable to do as He promised to do. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 3. Now, faith is, this is a memory verse, so I want you to memorize this verse. Faith is the substance of the things hoped for and evidence of the things that not seen. For by it, elders obtained a good testimony, and this is a very, very important verse that we should know. By faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that the things which were seen were not made of the which are visible. Before we go into the more study regarding this verse, let's take a note on what the verse 3 says. Creation fact is not... No, let me rephrase that portion. Evolution theory requires more faith than creation fact. How often the people around you who follow the evolution theory mock at you and me as a religious freak, and then also they consider us that we believe in these mystical things and we have no idea about science and the facts. They are also quick to add that they are not blind by faith, but they have everything based on their science. They insist that their evolution is the fact. However, when you look at the evolution theory carefully, it requires more faith than you and I have about the creation fact. They would accept anything about the evolution concept, even though none of them could be proven with the scientific data. For example, when Apollo 11 landed on the moon in 1960s, these scientists assumed that since the Earth and moons are billions of years old, the landing craft, the landing ship would sink into the dust. So they made a big, big disc on the end of the landing craft, the legs. So in case they land on this deep dust, the landing craft would stay on the surface. They land on the moon, surface of the moon, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait. Nothing happened. So Neil Armstrong, the astronaut, first astronaut ever walked on the moon, stepped outside of the landing craft and took the giant step of mankind onto the moon. He landed, dust flew, kicked the dust, and they measured, realized it was 1.5 inch thick, folks. It was 1.5 inch. That translates to the age of the moon is no more than 10,000 years old. There's a certain amount of dust that get laid on top of each other and accumulate and end up having a thickness. There's a certain amount of that. Alright, when you counter-calculate that, they cannot come up with a theory of 10 billion years old theory of the moon age. The only amount they can calculate is 10,000 years or less, as the creation scientists have been talking about. Another theory that the evolution people come up with is they told in the scientific data, according to them and according to creation scientists, sun is bringing itself to nothing. Eventually, it will turn into nothing if it continuously burns. So with a counter calculation, if you measure that, if it's several billion years old, then that sun would be much bigger. That means the distance between sun and the earth would be shortened. With that shortened distance, there wouldn't be, if we calculate back to that many years, the birth of the earth, there wouldn't be an earth. Because the sun is too close, it would burn the earth extra crispy. When they realized what's happening in the community of evolution scientists, they came up with the excuse. It's no longer the sun is burning itself to nothing, but they said it's a nuclear style of burning. It never consumed itself to nothing, but it continues to burn. How come they change the theory, they change their story every time there's a problem? So in my opinion, which is right, I say the evolution theory is nothing more than hoax, it's nothing more than theory. The reason why they're trying to run away from creation fact and embrace evolution theory is that they do not want to admit that this universe is created by one person, which is God. That means when they accept the fact there is a God, that means they have to accept the fact that they are sinner and they are accountable for their action. That's the bottom line. They don't want to see that. So they will go at any expense to deny the existence of God and the creator of the universe. Okay, let's go back to the story of faith. Bible is filled with people with a great faith. We just read the first portion of chapter 11 in Hebrews. Chapter 11 of Hebrews is known as chapter of faith, or we often call it hall of faith, because there is many people who display great deal of faith. Ladies and gentlemen, they are no different than you and I. They are the same kinds of people. However, we cannot have that kind of faith unless God, Holy Spirit, give to us. This brings a very difficult situation to us. We might say that it's not fair for God to want us to have a greater faith and faith in Him when He is the one who is dishing out the faith to us. If He doesn't give us a faith, how can we believe? That seems logical. To be exact, this gift is available to all of us. The difference is that some of us has more willingness to trust God than the rest of us. If we can acknowledge the constant and everlasting faithfulness of our God, we can also, all of us can have the faith we want, and God will do mighty things on behalf of us according to His will. Let me define the gift of faith in this way. Please listen to me. Gift of faith is nothing more than a constant acknowledgement of God's faithfulness in everything by remembering His track records for what is about to happen. Isn't that good? I didn't steal that from somebody. I got it all by myself from the Lord. Let me repeat. The gift of faith is nothing more than a constant acknowledgement of God's faithfulness in everything by remembering His track records for what is about to happen. Some people just have more keen insight how faithful God is. And we call those people man and woman of faith. As I was preparing this sermon, I found out that I lost thousands have been my sermon illustration that I have been compiling last 13 years. I accidentally deleted from my computer and my backup system. Did it make sick to my stomach? Yes. I had a very intensive sermon illustration library for any pastor that would drool over. However, I realized God allowed it to happen. So I believe in His faithfulness that He will provide me another large volume of sermon illustration according to His time. I've learned to believe that nothing escapes from God's sight. Everything has to be permitted by God, otherwise we don't have to have it. Let's make a few applications. Number one, let's remember this is one gift available to all of us from God, and it's up to us to exercise by remembering His faithfulness. We can choose to remember God's faithfulness in our lives, or we can choose to panic and not trust Him. Second application, when we pray for something, make sure that it is what God wants in our lives, not what we want. Then we have a confidence that we will have them. That is a faith in God. As I said before, faith in our own faith doesn't mean a thing. But faith in God, faith in God's faithfulness means power to move the mountains.